Hangout with Heather is brought to you by Sorbet Four Ways Mall, because you all deserve a sorbet spoil.
You are listening to Hangout with Heather. Hangout with Heather on Niche Radio.
Hello and welcome back to Hang Out with Heather, with me, Heather Hook, here with you once again on Niche Radio on this absolutely beautiful Tuesday here in our absolutely beautiful city of Johannesburg. There is loads on the go this week, some amazing restaurants that I got to go and try, as well as my coup de grace for the week, which was a one-on-one exclusive interview with the lead singer and frontman from Midnight Oil, Jim Mojini. It was absolutely fantastic. I got 10 minutes to chat to him, and I'm literally going to play that chat to you shortly. I have to say, you know, I remember being about 8 years old and listening to my sisters blasting Beds Are Burning through the house as I was growing up. They were about sort of like 10 years older than me. And I have to say, I literally feel like I came full circle, and excuse the pun, because their current world tour is called the Great Circle Tour. So they are doing the Great Circle, and I feel like I came full circle when I got to interview Jim, and just probably one of the highlights of my career. So do stay tuned. I'm going to play that for you a little bit later. That was amazing. However, first things first, if you are in the chefing or food industry, you'll most likely have heard of Michelin star chef Jan Hendrik van der Veste, a local boy doing absolutely amazing things and running his Michelin restaurant in France, in Nice. And a couple of weeks ago, I spoke about the Unilever Food Solutions, who are running their Chef of the Year competition, and they have just added to the bounty and booty, if you will, for the winner of the junior category of their annual Chef of the Year competition. So not only will the winner get a 10,000 rand cash prize, they will also get a week-long trip to Nice in France to do an apprenticeship with Chef Jan Hendrik in his Michelin-style restaurant. Oh my goodness, if you know anything about chefing, this is the prize of a lifetime. So if you are aged between 18 and 25, you are an up-and-coming chef, the competition or the competition closing date is this Friday, the 14th of July, and you want to make sure that you get in there and you get a chance to win that top prize, which is the 10,000 rand cash and a week's working holiday with South African chef Jan Hendrik, including flights and accommodation. This is the chance of a lifetime. I can't really cook, bar making like cup of soup and like 2 minute noodles, but if I could cook, I would be entering. I promise you, this is absolutely amazing prize. So if you are a young up-and-coming chef between the ages of 18 and 25, you can find the competition entry portal at www.ufs.com/COTY, so Chef of the Year. There's quite a simple entry process, and you can enter to stand to win that prize. I think it's absolutely amazing. The regional finals are taking place between the 26th and the 28th of July, and the national finals will take place on the 6th of September this year, which will see two individuals or teams from each region preparing a three-course meal and going up against each other to stand a chance to win this absolutely amazing, amazing, amazing prize. Yay. So if you want to find out more about Unilever, you can visit their website, unileversfoodsolutions.co.za, and then just click on the Chef of the Year post and stand a chance to go and spend a week in France with Jan Hendrik. Oh my goodness, if I could cook, I would be doing that. Sticking with food, one of my favorite homemade cakes places and yummy confectionery creators comes from the hands of local pastry chef Martin Ferreira, who has been running Cafe Petit in Weinberg for the last roughly year or so, and is now making his first major foray into the retail market. So from the Weinberg Bakery outlet, they are now moved premises to 92 Camarty Road in Emerentia, which is this little slightly bohemian, off-the-beaten-track kind of vibe. And they are not only doing pastries, they have also introduced their artisanal bread range, which is going to be absolutely fantastic. I'm so, so, so excited. So the breads will be made on site, so there's going to be some amazing smells in the morning. If you're knocking around on Camarty Road in Emerentia, expect some amazing smells of freshly baked bread heading out. And they're also going to be doing all these speciality pastries, desserts, and cakes that will be delivered on a daily basis from the bakery in Weinberg. Iceberg. So well done to Martin Ferreira and his team, his specialty decorator, Michelle Liebenberg. They are becoming extremely popular with their bespoke celebration cakes. And a friend of mine actually got one for her husband not that long ago, and they are absolutely amazing, funky and trendy, and I highly, highly recommend them. So if you'd like to find out more, please head on over to my blog, heatherhook.com, and click on the Cafe Petite tab and go and check out all about their new premises and their artisanal breads that they are going to be making. Nothing like fresh, warm bread with butter in the morning. Yum. Absolutely delicious. Sticking with food, I was lucky enough to head through to Workshop 55 in Parktown not that long ago, and it was an absolutely, absolutely amazing experience. The restaurant is beautifully appointed. I mean, the decor is just fantastic. I almost missed the entrance. It's very unassuming entrance on 7th Avenue in Parktown North. Minimal signage. So luckily my dining partner got there before me and dropped me a little pin on WhatsApp so that I could find it. But once I got in, it was super warm and inviting, and they have an absolutely stunning lounge and bar area. It's literally an old house that's been converted. Parquet flooring, the bar, and it is literally a bar that runs around the kitchen. It's like beautifully pressed, absolutely fantastic, and the food was absolutely amazing. It's almost tapas style, so you get to order like 3 or 4 courses, which you can share with other people, etc. And as I said, beautiful panel work on the bar, and the general feel of being in a super, super special place would make a great venue for a first date or a second or a third date, or you know, whatever floats your boat. And I got to have the most amazing food and the most amazing chocolate custard tart dessert, which literally blew my socks off. So if you're looking for somewhere cool to go and eat, do yourself a favor and check out Workshop 55 in Parktown North. You can also check out their website, which is Workshop 55, that's the numerals 55.co.za. You can give them a call, 011-442-6252, and they are located at 55 7th Avenue, Parktown North in Joburg. Head on over to heatherhook.com. I've got all the details. I've got my review. I've got some pictures of my food. You can go and check it all out. But that is seriously a great experience and highly, highly, highly recommended. So as I mentioned, growing up, I got to listen to my sisters blasting Midnight Oil until people lost their hearing and beds were burning. That could possibly have been my mother trying to stop the noise and restore some peace and quiet. But it was absolutely amazing for me and an amazing opportunity to get to interview the lead singer and founder of the band, Jim Mojini, recently, and write an article for one of my clients, which is absolutely fantastic. And I'm going to now play for you that interview. We're talking on long distance, so there was a little bit of a delay and a little bit of interruptions, and sort of like speaking over each other, etc. But it was absolutely, absolutely fantastic. So have a little listen. All right, so let us kick off. Yeah, you've not been to South Africa for 20 years or more, I think. We're very excited to have you back. And my sisters used to blast your music through the house when I was growing up, so the fact that I'm getting to interview you now is quite an epic.
Dad rock. Yeah, that's it. Yeah.
So the Great Circle Tour, why the name Great Circle?
Well, it's an interesting, it's a shipping term to do with the distance between two places on the earth.
Okay.
You know, but it's taken by ships. It's fairly esoteric. But it feels like, you know, we're coming back again, and we are going around the whole world. And we've been away for 15 years, so we've had a 15-year break while Peter went into politics.
Yeah.
And, you know, we've all been doing other things musically, the rest of us, but he's been in the political world. So, you know, we just come back together and, I don't know, it's sort of like the circle, you know, the two hands linked together. I don't know. It's just a term, you know, whatever. It's just a label. But it seems to sum it up, and plus the whole, you know, thing about the global warming and a lot of the fact that our songs are as relevant now as they were then.
Yes.
When they were written, you know, the same things are just happening up and over again in the world. So there's sort of a certain completion of the job, in a way, coming back and doing it again.
Fantastic. Well, we're really looking forward. So what can fans, old and new, expect from the show you hear with us at the end of next month? What is on the cards?
Well, we've done a box set, which is like a big retrospective, and we're calling it, it's actually two water tanks, actually. It's not even a box. It's made of metal.
Oh,
it's an Australian water tank full of our CDs and So it's a huge retrospective work, about 26 or 27 CDs and DVDs, because we've done 13 albums and
yes.
plus all the other stuff. So I know it's huge. So in going through all that, you know, we realised that there's a lot of our material that that we love, and it's sort of been passed over. So we've, part of the rehearsal process, which went for about 3 months or 4 months, was to go over 170 odd songs of their own.
Wow.
And revisit them. And some of them, even the really unlikely ones, have made their way into the set. So we can actually play whole albums back to back if we want. We can just dip into, you know, esoteric songs from 1979. In fact, when we were in Sydney, we played our whole album from 1979 from beginning to end.
Oh, wow.
Of course, we play the songs that everyone knows and loves, the hits, as you might call them. We do them,
yeah.
Of course. But, you know, we can dip into the deep Minotaur catalogue, if that's the right word for it. And so it's very challenging for us and the audiences. And we've done it in America. You know, we've played the album 10 to 1 back to back in Chicago.
Amazing.
Yeah, so it's a lovely thing for the fans and the people who know. And I think because of the internet now, people are much more aware of your whole work rather than just your hits. I think,
yes.
you know, people are really curious and the way they curate their own playlists and things. So
that's amazing.
A few of the times.
And the CD box sets, and I think there's a vinyl collection as well. Are they available for people to purchase?
Yes. What do you mean, single purchase? I'm sure so, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I know they're on your site.
I think so, yeah. I think that we'll have to check on that 100%. I think the box set may not be quite available separately yet, all the different elements. But, you know, there's B-sides and there's a whole CD of unreleased songs, for example, gigs that in fact, one fantastic gig we did at Ellis Park, you know, in Joburg in about 94.
Yeah.
And we played pretty soon after Mandela got out of prison. And we did that, and someone actually filmed it, and it's a beautiful bit of work, and we were really surprised. We didn't even know we even had it. It's a beautiful event, and so much meaning and symbolic of what was happening politically in South Africa at that time.
Yeah, and I mean, I think these things would definitely be something that any collector would want in their music collection, you know?
Yeah, well, it's sort of, yeah, I think that's right. I mean, I think it's very deep, and that because we went for 25-year period, you know, there's a lot there, and a lot of it has a lot of relevance now, you know, in terms of it's really cool.
And
what it's talking about, songs like Short Memory, which are all about, you know, all the political situations, and read about it, and look, let's, you know, put the needle down anyway, and all the same things are still happening.
It's part of the
reason why it actually seems like a very lively and sort of, you know, good thing to be doing now, because I think the song doesn't feel nostalgic. It's weird. I mean, it should, but it kind of feels like it's kind of relevant.
Relevant to today as well.
You know, lyrically and politically and probably musically as well. Because you know, we're just a good old rock and roll band. You know, we like to kind of stretch it out and jam and, you know, just do, you know, we have a great horn player playing with us this time and we've got to use a few more keyboards and, you know, it's a bit more varied, I think, the set. Perhaps because the material is so very,
looking forward.
Me too. I'm really looking forward to coming back.
We're very excited to hear you. I think my sisters would probably die if they knew I was interviewing you right now.
Oh, really?
Jim.
I hope that's a good thing.
Very good. Like I said, they were huge. I was probably about like sort of 9 or 10 when Beds Are Burning came out. And yeah, I remember it just sort of reverberating through the house with my 18-year-old sisters. Yes.
God, that's fantastic. Well, it's funny that, because I think people are bringing their kids along and to the shows as well, like people who are there, and they're not in their 40s and 50s now, and they're bringing their kids
A new generation.
Now you can see what I've been sort of subjecting you to for the last 20 years.
A new generation of fans. So, I mean, you guys have been performing for 30 years. I mean, why? What made you decide to go back on the road? I mean, especially, you know, it's tiring, it's long-haul flights, it's, you know?
Yeah. Well, I think it's sort of some of the things, you know, we're all still here. You know, a lot of our contemporaries have died.
Mm.
You know, we've got something to say that people seem to want to hear in terms of the message. We've all been playing, you know, like even when people's in politics, myself, Rob and Mark and Bones were all actively you know, doing, playing the surf band together, or, you know, Bones in Nashville. I did a lot of vocal production and playing in orchestras, and everyone was, had their own projects and whatnot. Even Pete did a solo album, which came out last year.
Yeah.
You know, it's a sign. You know, I thought that was a really good sign that started to happen. He wanted to get back into music. So we sort of all, the tools are sharp, you know, and we feel like we've got, you know, we haven't really lost anything from the break. In fact, we might have even gained something.
You still feel like you're 25.
You know, driving the baggage of a 25-year career and just coming back fresh, and that really feels vital. And plus, with the box set, that a real appreciation of from ourselves of what we've done and wanting to show it to people and just present it in a really direct and simple way, the best way possible, just turning up in your town.
Looking forward.
So there are lots of reasons. It's good. It's like, and I think because Pete was like, he was up for it and ready, and you know, and I think it's just simple. We really appreciate the fact that we're here and we're still alive, you know.
Yes.
So many of our contemporaries aren't.
So
it's really.
So are we.
Let's do it. Let's do it while we can, you know.
And Jim, tell me one last thing. Is music something that you still get up and do every day, or, you know, sort of does life get in the way? I mean, you've been doing this for so long. Do you still play and sing every day, or?
Yeah. Well, I've been playing in the Australian Chamber Orchestra and also in the surf band with Robert Martin called The Break.
Yeah.
I play a lot of traditional Irish music. I do solo records, and I help other people produce records. I do soundtracks, you know, whatever it takes. You know, I mean, I've totally got a life in music. And, you know, I wish I could get into trout farming or some sort of legitimate profession, but I haven't been able to do that for some reason. I've been stopped, you know, so.
One day.
No, it's always the music. And I think we've all got the bug. We've all got the bugs, which is lovely.
And where to next? Once the world tour is over, what's next for Midnight Oil?
Well, that's a really good question. I don't think we've even discussed it. I just think we're really happy to be here and we're just enjoying the moment and not even worrying about the future as much as perhaps other bands might be. I think we're just really relishing and enjoying the time. You know, I mean, we've got a big chunk of work ahead of us anyway. You know, we've got Europe.
Yeah.
We just started today in Germany, and after a better tour and a half-week break after the Canadian and US tour and the South American tour. And then we kind of come down to see you guys, and then we go and do back to North America for a few shows, and then back to New Zealand and Australia. So
it's a busy couple of months. Sure.
What's that?
It's a busy couple of months for you.
Yeah, look, it's going to take us through pretty much until the end of November.
Yeah.
So, there's a chunk of shows. So we'll see what happens then, you know, who knows?
Yeah.
I don't think anyone's sort of not up for it or up for it. You know, we're just sort of enjoying the moment and getting into it. So, yeah.
Oh, fantastic. Playing. Well, Jim, thank you and good luck for your show in Germany.
Lovely.
And we will see you at the end of July.
And jump, get your old self to jump up and down to Beds of Burning Man.
I most certainly will. Thank you so much and have a wonderful day.
Yeah, you too.
Cheers.
Highlight of a lifetime. And thank you to Jim for being so patient with a seriously gushing fan, but I had an absolute blast. So if you haven't got your tickets yet, do make sure that you get them. The concert is taking place on Saturday, the 29th of July at Marks Park in Emerentia, and tickets are available on newtickets.com. Tickets range between 495 and 745 Rand each. Head on over to heatherhook.com and you can read all about Midnight Oil in SA later this month. Too excited. Sticking with singing, and something I'm going to wrap the show up with, one of my favorite young and up-and-coming singers, Storm, is just about to release the new anthem for the international hunger relief organization, Rise Against Hunger. They used to be known as Stop Hunger Now, and the song that he wrote is aptly named Rise Against Hunger, and it is now going to be used as an anthem for the organization throughout the world. Storm is 18 years old. He is doing amazing, amazing things. This is one talent to make sure that you look out for. And the Stop Hunger Now essay or your Rise Against Hunger is a massive global initiative. And this is a huge, huge, huge coup for Storm. And there's going to be some amazing stuff going down in and around South Africa and Joburg specifically. Storm will be launching the anthem officially for the very first time at the gala dinner that takes place this Thursday, the 13th of July at the Sandton Convention Centre. And then there's a meal packing event. So Stop Hunger Now / Rise Against Hunger is known for their hunger relief efforts. And on Mandela Day or round about Mandela Day, everybody gets together and packs food parcels, which are dropped in and around countries that need help and need assistance, etc. So they usually give about 3 million meals a year. And Mandela Day is a big, big time for corporates to get involved and pack meals and just give to Rise Against Hunger SA. So do head on over to heatherhook.com and click on the Singer Storm Releases Worldwide Song for Rise Against Hunger post. Amazing things from some young local talent, and you know I love supporting young local talent. So well done, Storm, on that, and I'm looking forward to hearing your track. Guys, that is it from me for today's show. It has been jam-packed and bumper ride and loads of fun as always. Would you expect anything less from Hangout with Heather? And if you have an event coming up in and around your city or town within Gauteng that you would like me to cover, please drop me an email, heather@heatherhook.com, and do get engaged on social media because we love engagements. I'm on Twitter, Heather L. Hook, Facebook as well, so facebook.com/HeatherLHook, and I am on Instagram, Heather Louise Hook. I look forward to chatting to you soon, and I'll be back with you next week with more Hangout with Heather fun. Chat to you super soon. Lots of love. Bye.
Subscribe to this podcast on iTunes or log into www.nicheradio.co.za.